Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have an ice storm warning that will go into effect tonight. Otherwise, throughout the rest of this Friday, cloudy skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, a slight chance of a wintry mix will drop down to 21. For Saturday, cloudy, a slight chance of sleet, temperatures at 31, and Saturday night, freezing rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 14.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
With your Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett. The Kansas Pension System's top administrator says Kansas Governor Sam Brownback's budget balancing proposals to reduce the state's short-term spending on public pensions would increase the retirement system's long-term costs by $6.5 billion. Legislators also received a report yesterday showing that state-issued debt has increased significantly in recent years, and the House passed a bill rewriting the laws that govern special congressional elections. A major winter storm has Kansas right in its crosshairs. Neighboring states, such as Oklahoma and Missouri, already issuing states of emergency due to the slow-moving storm system, which will bring rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow to the Sunflower State. The biggest impacts of the storm here in Kansas expected to be felt Saturday through Sunday. Mid-America Network News.
On your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Valvoline Max Life High Mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Make room for the new year, starting in the garage. At the Home Depot Store More, Save More event, get an HDX 4-tier shelving unit, a $30 value, now a special buy at just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds, and it assembles with no tools, making quick work of a messy garage with very little work on your part. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th in-store and online while supplies last.
The winter storm headed to Kansas has everyone rearranging their schedules, including Fort Hays State University. Students who were scheduled to move back into the dorm on Sunday, but now, in light of the storm, that date has been moved forward to tomorrow. KWCH-TV reports that students at Wichita State started moving in Wednesday of this week. Kansas State University says students can start moving in tomorrow at 10 a.m. That's one day earlier than originally planned. And the University of Kansas has not made any changes and says students can still start moving in tomorrow. It's reported both K-State and KU students can move in today, but they will have to pay a fee. Dickinson County Sheriff's Department arrested a man yesterday afternoon for constructing an explosive device. The item found in the middle of a rural Dickinson County road outside Harrington. Harrington police received a tip Thursday that led to the arrest and charge of the 17-year-old male suspect. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
With your Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts calling on lawmakers to pass a property tax overhaul, merge state agencies, and improve incremental income tax cuts that would begin in 2019. The Republican governor also used his third annual State of the State address to call for lighter job licensing regulations in a variety of professions. Police have disclosed that Omaha's first homicide victim of 2017 was killed when he was was intentionally run over by a pickup truck. Police said yesterday that investigators are searching for a white Ford pickup caught on surveillance video outside the convenience store where 40-year-old Seth Hansen was run over and killed early the day of January 7th. Hansen worked at the Speedy Mart just north of 138th Street and West Maple Road in Omaha. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
It's that time of year when the brave stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now just $17.98 and vanities as low as $89. So let's get this painting party started at Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. K-State Research and Extension will feature a Women in Agriculture series in Marshall County. The Women in Agriculture classes will be held Tuesday afternoons, beginning January 31st, continuing through March 7th, and will run from 12:30 until 5:30. In Washington County, the River Valley Extension District will feature the Women in Ag series, beginning February 2nd and continuing Thursdays through March 9th. From 3:30 until 8:30 p.m. Kelsey Hattisall with the River Valley Extension District Office talked about the program and its feature this year in Washington County.
We're on the fifth year for Women in Ag, so it'll be the second year that we're doing it here in Washington. And it came about originally from the livestock agent that was here before me, Robin Reed. Her and Kim Larson, our crop agent, got together and made it a joint effort later on, but it's just a series that gets women in the agriculture industry who want to advance their business and kind of their management skills to become more involved in the in their farming or ranching operation.
Hattisall will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She outlines the topics to be covered in the series.
We cover a wide variety. We have six sessions that start February 2nd and go through March 9th. They're every Thursday from 3:30 to 8:30 p.m. So it's a pretty long program, but it's worth your time. We kind of do some ag advocacy stuff about telling your ag story. We do a lot of risk management activities with the group, and we added this year a lot more livestock management. And then Kelsey here that's with me also is going to do some horticulture stuff involved in this program this year as well. One of our best liked sessions is the lease workshop, and we talk about different leasing arrangements, and Michael Taylor is the speaker for that, and everybody just loves her, so it's really nice to have her there for that. But the last one, the last session is on farm succession and estate planning. We actually invite the whole family for that event. Big steak dinner. It's a good time.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Lorna Fredericks, age 85, of Bremen, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Hermansburg. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lorna Fredericks. Dorothy E. Sullen, age 88, of Washington, passed away on Wednesday. Celebration of life services planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Sawin. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss Steak, Baby Bakers, a roll, California Blend, and Berry Bliss. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville High basketball teams host Wilmega this evening. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com, for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, the main story is what we have been talking about for the past several days, is the ice storm that's going to be making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, and we're definitely going to see very thick ice. We could see half of an inch to 1 inch of ice across areas of Kansas and into, it looks like, Nebraska and Missouri as we head through Sunday. And even we could see a little bit more by that. So definitely the best thing to do is just stay inside. So looking at the forecast in our area, like I said, we have an ice storm warning going to effect tonight. Otherwise, for today, cloudy skies, high of 25. Tonight, a slight chance of a wintry mix with a low of 21. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of snow and sleet, temperatures at 31. Saturday night, a wintry mix, then it looks like freezing rain likely with a low near 26. For Sunday, wintry mix and freezing rain, we'll see temperatures at 33. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Most all of Kansas under a winter weather advisory this weekend. Light freezing rain and drizzle will develop across southeast Kansas Friday morning. Widespread freezing rain expected to impact areas across Kansas Saturday through Sunday. Our better chance for precipitation Saturday night into Sunday. Most areas may receive a half to upwards of an inch of ice accumulation by Sunday evening. The onset again begins in southeast Kansas, that on Friday evening. Likely, we may not experience any precipitation until further into the weekend, perhaps Saturday. That said, our chance for ice accumulation does increase Saturday evening into Sunday morning. We're on the far northern edge of this front. Depending where the air mass and the precipitation mass collide will depend on the precipitation mix, and the ice accumulation. You are to be advised of potential for winter weather this weekend. If you're planning travel anywhere across the Midwest, do make plans accordingly. We do have a few weather-related postponements and cancellations already. Pinochle on Friday in Bremen has been canceled, and Recycling Day in Axtell Saturday has been canceled. Stay tuned to KNDY for continued updates, plus weather-related postponements and cancellations. It's 15 degrees in Marysville this morning. No precipitation yet in Kansas, so we'll keep an eye on this developing weather situation. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday the 13th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Spurs and Warriors chalk up wins, Charger fans release their anger, and a new member of the Mr. 59 Club. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, the Lakers and Spurs used to be a hot ticket, but not these days.
Got Bunch of Gasol, drives all the way in, lay it up. He's going to slam it down. Wow. Paul Gasol with an emphatic slam dunk.
On WOAI, the Spurs routed Los Angeles 134-94 in San Antonio. The defending Western Conference champs also cruise Thursday night.
Throws a pass to Durant, left wing for a three. Got it!
On 95-7 the game, Golden State drilled Detroit 127-107 in Oakland. Well, now that it's official, Chargers fans directed their anger at the team's owner for moving their beloved Bolts to Los Angeles by burning jerseys and team memorabilia Thursday. San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner.
Dean Spanos made a bad decision, and he will regret it.
Chargers owner Dean Spanos says there were no options left.
At some point in time, I have to think about the future, and I did not see the future there.
The Chargers will play in suburban Carson before joining the Rams at a new facility in Englewood. The NBA spreading the word across the border and overseas. The Nuggets ended a five-game losing streak in London's O2 Arena.
Jokic back over to Moutier, dribbled off of his foot, got it back, gets down the lane. Oh! Right-handed tomahawk! Holy cow, did he get up on that one?
On KKFN, Denver blasted Indiana 140-112. Mexico hosting two games in one season for the first time in NBA history. The Mavericks put on a show for hoops fans south of the border.
Back out to Dirk over Chandler. Hits a three-pointer with 155 to play.
On ESPN Dallas, Mavericks 113, Suns 108 in Mexico City. Golf, for many years, Al Geiberger owned the moniker Mr. 59. There have been others since, but Justin Thomas became the seventh player to join the 59 club. Thomas shot an 11 under 59 at the Sony Open in Hawaii. Fifth ranked Gonzaga, the only undefeated team left in Division I college hoops. They drilled Loyola Marymount. UCLA won. Purdue and USC lost. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Mudeckis basketball tournament continued last night. In girls play, Southern advanced to the championship, defeating Sterling 52-43. Southern meets Freeman in the championship this evening, scheduled at 6:30. Diller Odell boys fell to Sterling 43-38. Diller Odell tips off with Pawnee City in the consolation Saturday at 2:45. Marysville scheduled to host Wamego tonight, a live broadcast on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and streaming on our website, KNDYRadio.com. Twin Valley League basketball tournament scheduled to tip off Saturday. Brackets posted on our website, KNDYRadio.com.
New year, new you, new menu? That's right. The Wagon Wheel is ringing in the new year with some tasty new salads, sandwiches, and dinners. With the best down-home cooking in town, a rewards program, and live music every third Saturday of the month, there's just no better place to go. Make your New Year's resolution to try something new with the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National Agricultural Statistics Service released a bunch of reports on Thursday. Those reports show that ample rain and moderate temperatures in the Midwest led to record high yield of corn and soybeans in 2016. U.S. corn growers produced 15.1 billion bushels, up 11% from 2015. Soybean production, 4.31 billion bushels. That's a record, and up 10% from 2015. In the grain stock report, corn and soybean stocks both estimated to be higher. And those numbers are higher than 2015 as well, but a cut from previous USDA forecast. U.S. corn ending stocks lowered 48 million bushels from last month's estimate. Soybean ending stocks lowered 60 million bushels. For 2016, sorghum grain production estimated 480 million bushels, down 20% from 2015. And the winter wheat planting showing acres for harvest in 2017 estimated at 32.4 million acres, down 10% from 2016, 18% lower than 2015. This represents the second lowest U.S. acreage on record. And also the Kansas number came in, and it's possible wheat planting is the lowest since the mid-50s. Well, USDA says greenhouse gas emissions from ethanol are 43% lower than emissions from gasoline. USDA released a report this week that compared greenhouse gas emissions from corn-based ethanol with the gasoline when measured on an energy equivalency basis. The study relied on forecast future ethanol production system and the expected impact it has on the farm sector. Ag Secretary Vilsack said the report produced evidence that corn ethanol could be greenhouse gas-friendly alternative to fossil fuels. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State took positions both for and against Trump on trade during his Senate confirmation hearing over the last week. Rex Tillerson's comments regarding the Trans-Pacific Partnership drew swift attention on the national media stage when he did not directly oppose the deal President-elect Trump wants to withdraw from. But Tillerson, who still faces a tough confirmation fight, contained his comments on the deal backed by much of agriculture.
I do not oppose TPP. I share some of his views regarding whether
the agreement that was negotiated serves all of America's interests best.
And as for the long-standing NAFTA deal with Canada and Mexico?
And I think even President Peña Nieto of Mexico has indicated that, yes, perhaps it needs a relook, that we're in a different era now, both in terms of the type of trade and technology, but also the global trading environment has changed since that agreement.
And perhaps just as important to the United States' farm trade is China.
China's economic and trade practices have not always followed its commitments to global agreements. It steals our intellectual property and is aggressive and expansionist in the digital realm.
And China continues to restrict U.S. beef, GMO crops, and just recently slapped a countervailing duties on U.S. distillers' dried grains. President-elect Trump is still threatening duties against China's imports, and then there's Cuba.
The Cuban leadership got a lot out of the most recent deal. We need to make no mistake about where the flows of funds are going inside of Cuba.
Trump has vowed to review our relationship with Cuba. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. And essential to the beer industry is agriculture, of course. Let's talk, though, about hops. Here's a quiz. The number one hops-producing state in the country is... The answer right after this.
Rely on power service this winter when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Add diesel fuel supplement plus cetane boost in the white bottle. Every time you fill up, it prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But what do you do when diesel is already gelled or iced up? Well, that's when you need power service diesel 911 in the red bottle to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get power service at auto, farm, and ranch stores nationwide. Wink Products Company has been providing professional strength household cleaners and other problem solvers for nearly 70 years. So when they come up with a new solution, people listen. Wink Lime and Rust Remover dissolves rust and hard water stains, soap scum, and buildup on bathroom sinks, shower doors, tubs, toilets, and tile. It even cleans lime scale off your humidifiers, tea kettles, and cookware. Find a store near you or purchase online at wink.com. That's WHINK.com.
When it comes to beer ingredients, we typically think about barley and wheat, but without hops, that beer of yours wouldn't taste the same, especially if it's one of those newfangled IPAs. Hops are the flowers of the hop plant and are primarily used in flavoring and as a stability agent in beer. Depending on the hop and how they're used, they can provide a bitter or zesty or citric flavor. They can balance the sweetness of the malt with bitterness. They can contribute a variety of desirable flavors and aromas. And hops are also used in brewing for their antibacterial effect. But the answer to the question I asked at the beginning as to which state is the number one hops producer, it is Washington. In fact, the Northwest is where the vast majority of hops used in the United States are grown. And 2016 was a big year, with growers setting new records in acres harvested and also the value of production, and coming in second best in production volume. Production gained 11% in 2016 for the second year in a row, reaching 87.1 million pounds for Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. That's the second highest on record. The best year was 2009, when 94.6 million pounds of hops were grown. Washington produced 75% of the national crop with 65.4 million pounds. Oregon produced 12.4 million pounds. Idaho produced 9.3 million pounds. Michigan and a few other states are beginning to grow hops, but the USDA does not track their low volumes. Washington, Oregon, and Idaho make up the vast bulk of U.S. production and one-third of the world supply. So when you're having a beer, raise a toast to those hops farmers in the Northwest. Let's also raise a toast to the nearly 170,000 farms across the country who are in the business of direct food sales. I've heard it referred to as farm-to-table, farm-to-fork, but whatever you call it, farms selling food directly to people, whether it be directly to consumers or through institutions and intermediates such as wholesalers, it is big business. And in the most recent year for which the USDA has numbers, $8.7 billion in revenue was realized by these more than 167,000 farms who locally produced and sold food through direct marketing practices. The number one state is California, number two, Michigan, number three, New York, number four, Pennsylvania, and the number five state for selling directly from farm to consumer is Wisconsin. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 15 degrees in Marysville this morning. Likely will be near 30 with a high temperature through the weekend. Those temperatures below the freezing mark would collide with any precipitation. However, better chance for precipitation late Saturday into Sunday. Better chance for icing conditions here on the north edge of all of us appears to be Sunday. We do have a couple of weather-related cancellations in so far. Pinochle in Bremen is canceled for tonight. Recycling Day Saturday in Axtell is canceled. We'll likely see a growing list of weather-related postponements and cancellations. If you do have something to post, 562-2361. If we're not immediately available, leave your information on our voicemail. All of the area schools are on schedule so far this morning.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.